Proclamation number 3472 of 28th of April, 1945. Blessing of suffering. And anyone who submits to my will find the most loving and faithful Father in me, for I will no longer leave him in the soul's distress. And if the soul is no longer in distress, then the body will no longer need to suffer so either, although its substances can still spur it allies themselves through suffering, and this signifies a faster upward development for the spiritual, which is still bound in the human being's external form. You humans don't know how much I would like to shorten the path which leads to me and which has your final liberation as its aim. You are to live on earth for an unspeakably long time before your embodiment as a human being, and this last period of development is only a short and yet can result in your complete liberation if your will is directed correctly. And I want to help you to reach your aim on earth, that you turn your gaze to me and walk the path together with me until the end of your life, for then you will not be able to go astray. But you often turn your gaze sideways and let yourselves be tempted by the attractions of the world. Your will still strives for earthly goods which you desire, and you are in danger of falling into my adversary's sphere. And therefore I often have to nudge you to wake up and pay attention to the path again, so that you don't forget me and call out to me in times of need, so that your will be directed towards me again. Yet as long as you don't stray from the path, as long as you raise your eyes to me and strive to fulfill my will, I am tangibly close to you and watch over your every step. I guide you by the hand and lead you over all obstacles on the path which you, however, have to overcome, because this promotes your ascent. But then nothing should frighten you, nothing should make you despondent or tired, for as long as you have me as your companion through your will, which is turned towards me, you will never be without strength. Again and again I will strengthen you, and even if you travel the path with difficulty, you will nevertheless gain the greatest advantage for body and soul, for they will become more and more spiritualized and your end will be a blissful one. And one day you will look back and recognize the blessing of the suffering you had to endure. For I truly only want the best for you, yet I cannot give you the bliss of eternal life as long as you are immature in spirit, as long as you cannot yet face me completely cleaned and purified, for only my nearness is bliss for you, and this presupposes purity and sincerity, and I want to help you achieve this as long as you are still on earth, for my love for you is exceedingly great. It wants to shorten your suffering so that it will not be granted to you in the beyond, where you will suffer twice, because then you will be powerless. I take little pleasure in you having to suffer on earth, and my love would also like to spare you this suffering, yet then it would only be your disadvantage, for you could never ever attain eternal bliss, you could never ever be active in strength and freedom, and your fate would forever be that of prisoners. Powerless and bound in sin and eternally distant from me. But my love for you is greater than my compassion, and because my wisdom recognizes suffering as the only means to win you back, to release you from bondage, you have to go through a hard school on earth and for a short time accept a fate which certainly seems difficult and unbearable to you, and yet is only evidence of my love for you. But you yourselves have the power to reduce your suffering. You yourselves can make it bearable for you if you make an effort to fulfill my will, if you live in love. For love is strength, I myself am love, and if you practice love you will also be permeated by strength, and you need no longer fear that suffering will push you to the ground, For now you will overcome it together with me, and I will truly not leave you without help if you have become my children through loving activity. Remain in love, then you will also remain united with me. Take part in your fellow human beings' adversity and put your own adversity aside. Then you will reduce the suffering yourselves. You will not feel it, and earthly life will always be bearable, for then you will purify yourselves through love and not need the suffering so much to mature your soul. As soon as you learn to recognize suffering as evidence of my love, as soon as you regard it as a means through which I try to change your will in order to make you blissfully happy, it will no longer affect you so painfully. You will bear it patiently and no longer rebel against fate, which seems hard to you but which can already shape you on earth into beings of light if you thereby find me. But know that you are able to reduce it yourselves through love, and thus use the time until the end. Do everything to practice love and shape your heart so that I can take abode in it, and thereby you will be filled with strength to overcome all opposition. For where my love can work, there is no weakness, no despondency, no discouragement, and no worry. Where I can work, there is peace of mind, hope and strength, and a constant feeling of security, for I lead my own by the hand. I protect them from the power of evil, and they feel my protection. They give themselves to me with complete faith and let me rule. And I incline towards my children in a fatherly way and take care of them until the end of their lives, until they enter the spiritual kingdom, where they will be unspeakably blissful in my presence for all eternity. Amen.